debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. We're live now. I just don't know if Butch has got speed. So we'll be live, and then Blitz will say be speed, and then we'll be really live. So we're fake live right now. Meaning, like, we're ready to go the minute Blitz says go. We're like, we're on. We'll be like, and I'm going to see exactly what time it is.
We're live on VAR and YouTube, Facebook in a second.
We're live on VAR and YouTube at 10:12, motherfuckers. Check your time. 10:12, and it's 10:13, and technically I got a minute at 10:13. I'm not going to tell. In fact, we're not late on YouTube until it turns 10:14, right? Let me, if we got on at 10:13:50, yep. Motherfucker, we're still on at 10:13.
That's right.
And we're on Facebook now, too.
Yeah, 10:13 across the boards. I will gladly accept your fucking apologies. You bunch of assholes.
Yeah. Donkey Teeth.
Donkey Teeth is the head of the assholes today. I saw all the negative talk. I stuck around on Twitch chat for a little bit and looked at you guys and be like, oh, another short after show, but our numbers are down, Blitz.
This is the shortest midtime, and we actually had shit to do.
Yeah, me and Blitz just went out and helped the merch crick load the golf cart.
Into her
and
truck.
Had we not been there, she didn't have the gumption to get it up there.
Well, I went out there during one of the breaks. So I saw her putting it on there, and I was like, hey, you're not going to do this by yourself, right? And she's like, no. I said, okay, I just wanted to make sure. And then I had her put the safety straps on there. And
hey, that thing's badass, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
For what we need, like a four banger?
It's like a really nice, simple golf cart, but it's perfect.
And it's in truck. It's the finish is truck bed liner.
It's got some, I like the rims too.
And it's got a badass kind of a little, I think, what is that, maybe a 2-inch lift kit?
Yeah. Because honestly, like, you can get like a 6 or an 8, but then they get ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it's like not, it like looks badass, but it's not crazy.
And it gives you a little more ground clearance.
Absolutely.
Because standard golf carts, those are, you know, slow and low. They get down low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
This one, you could go over like a little bit of a mud puddle, not fuck yourself up.
Oh, look at that. Someone in chat, the Erica Army, right on time. Good job, Bubba.
The Erica Army, yeah. I did tell her don't get any fucking, don't start getting any.
Don't get any ideas.
Don't get any ideas. I said I saw them throwing around the Merch Militia and the Erica's Air Force, and none of that's happening. She goes, I know, I just want to sniff you. I go, sniff away.
What?
She likes to get sniffs on me. She likes to put her little eagle nose right here and mm-hmm. like smell.
I know someone that does the same thing.
I got good smells. I usually, first of all, I'm not gay for Blitz. But Blitz always, like, I'm going to have to take fucking credit for this on that bougie-ass fucking laundry detergent yeah. that I turned him on to, that at the end of the day, I'm going to have to give credit to Tanner Thorson that turned me on to the bougie. But when he's wearing a shirt that's got the bougie, I got, like, and he sometimes, I know, in the morning, he'll have to, like, reach over me and, like, adjust something.
And you're like,
I'll go. I'll get right on him,
yeah,
too.
You get niffs. I got my Solo Ford shirt on today too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I got my. I am
Quality the Electric and Fire Alarm.
I got my. I am the Alpha.
I got my Hulk Hogan shirt on.
I got my Let's Go Brandon shirt on.
There you go. And what stupid shirt does Rhett have? Because he never wears anything show.
Oh, let me see what you got. Oh yeah, it's dumb. It says Bubba Army.
Oh, he does?
Lame.
Yeah. Good for him. Oh. Rhett,
black shirt with a white Bubba Army.
You know, I think giving him the strap was the best thing ever. He's really, his enthusiasm is gone.
Because he wore a shirt.
More than he usually used to do. he hated me and wanted to quit.
You saw him in a tank top,
he
Anna.
He did quit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, in a tank top.
Hey, Rhett, when you quit, were you talking some, like, you know, did you keep in touch with any of your radio guys? And you're like, yeah, he was a fucking asshole like everybody said he was going to be.
No.
Let's just be honest.
Just be
buddy.
Honest.
Come
you're
on.
Best friends with Seth.
No.
You guys are hanging out.
Yeah. Well, Seth, a couple times a day.
Seth texted me a few days ago.
Oh, did he?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did.
Looking for his dream job?
No, he was super cool about it. And like, he was like, hey, I just checking in. I'm like, hey, we might do lunch one of these days.
Nice.
Yeah. Who's paying?
Me. You know that. I'll take one of my Longhorn fucking gift cards. He's not vegetarian, is he?
I don't think so.
I don't think he is.
But he's a very picky eater.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me, Donkey Teeth, 1999, I didn't shit on the after show. The merch click is on my tab.
Merch crick
well, I think Blitz will have my back on this one, Donkey Teeth, that 99.9% of the time.
Oh, Bubba even saw it today.
Yeah, he even saw it.
I saw it. He was all, yeah, 10:13. You mean more like 10:35.
See, so Bubba saw it, Donkey
Teeth. Hey, Teeth of Donks, I saw it today, motherfucker. I sat in Twitch.
I didn't even see it today. Bubba did.
Nope, no, I didn't.
Blitz Bubba was out helping the crick.
Yeah.
Making sure we didn't wad our fucking transportation up for the weekend. Blitz could give a fuck about that golf cart, but he knows he'll be riding around on it this weekend. And it's going to save him
awesome.
55 fucking miles of walking. So he made sure that motherfucker got loaded up efficiently.
Yeah.
And you know what? It fit up in there. It would never fit in my truck with the toolbox.
Oh, yeah. No, not the toolbox.
Mm-mm. Hello.
It just sucks that back end. If it was like 1 inch higher, she'd be able to close the gate. But
I
that's
know.
All right.
Hello. Oh, somebody left. Oh, Donkey Teeth. Donkey Teeth, I think your wife's hot. Hope she leaves you for me.
Oh.
Donkey Teeth every fucking day is bitching about the we don't start. You guys, can I be honest with you? I think you guys think that this is super easy mentally to do. And it's quite, like, Opie even kind of talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
People don't really realize mentally how exhausting it is to try to be entertaining all the time. Whatever job you're doing, I'm not making fun of. Most of the Bubba Army has a skill set that I could never do. But nonetheless, you don't have to be mentally funny or mentally ahead of the game or entertaining or try to to control the flow of a conversation, and the only break you get is a 6-minute and 20-second little break. But at that time,
it's really not even 6 minutes.
You're kind of preparing what you're going to do, you know, and I still do old school radio, where long form radio, mm-hmm. and it's been taken. You know, that arena somewhat has been overtaken by shorter, you know, 45 and 50-minute podcasts. And like Opie was saying, you know, it's unheard of for people to produce or try to, you know. I mean, Anna, on the preparation tip, she has to prepare me for 20 hours of radio. Mm-hmm. Lummy has to repurpose and do a bunch of shit for the affiliates, all of our content. Blitz has...
Previous on. Lummy does previous on.
Yeah. You know, Blitz has to make sure we're all wired up and ready to go and then be a co-host and contribute. Mm-hmm. Like, it's... It's mentally exhausting.
And it sounds dumb to say it.
It does. Like, we sound like a bunch of fucking pussies.
Yeah, it sounds really... Like, I mean, I get it.
There's guys right now that are literally fucking tarring roofs right now. But
Fuck that.
Yeah. And
in 2 months when they're still doing it.
You guys are real fucking men. But nonetheless, it does get mentally exhausting sometimes. And we usually are not on time with regards to the after show. But we'll try to make... I think the last couple of days we've been...
Yeah.
Pretty much dead on. And I don't know that after show, to be honest with you, like, let's say that, you know, after shows are 45 minutes to an hour. Well, that puts us at 5.5, you know, hours of radio or so. And I mean, it's just, listen, let's just move on. It's not like I'm bitching.
Right. And a couple of guys in the chat said this, and it's true that, like, it's kind of your fault because you make it look easy.
Well, I guess.
You know what? Your job.
I think that's a compliment. Thank
you. No, it definitely is. But that's just it. It's like you make it look easy, so you're not struggling all the time.
I'm not used to compliments. I suck. I'm fat. Hello.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Quick question. I'm going to be out there at Gator Nationals on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I heard you were talking about the golf cart. Do you have to be staying there and have a camper to take the golf cart, or do you need a permit, or can I just bring mine?
I think you can drive your golf cart all around the regular campgrounds, but in order to take your golf cart to like the pits or anything like to the where you would be sitting, you would have to have media credentials. And
okay.
I don't know, some kind of pass or something. Yeah, you know? I think. Now I think you can drive it around, and I think you can drive it around. You know, the campground and maybe the surrounding streets, but in order to maybe get through the gate that would take you to general seating and or the pits, you'd I'm assuming
if you're going for the day, it's probably more of a hassle to bring it than it'd be worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because I'm not sure where exactly I'm going to be sitting just yet.
Here's the thing, you're going to obviously get general parking, and then once you get to your seat, it doesn't matter where you're sitting, whether it's the start line or the finish line, the pits are literally right behind mm-hmm. the grandstand. So it's really, once you get to your seat, the longest walk will probably be from your car to your seat. But once you get to your seat, you know, the concessions and then the pits, which is where you want to go to watch them tear the motors down, that's not that far.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, my plan basically is, like, if you're going – you know, from where we're staying to the race area, ride there. And then I'm going to just do a lot of walking because it's really not that far from, like, where you watch the race to where the pits are at and stuff. So,
yeah, like,
I mean, I plan on walking most of it anyway.
I very well maybe. This is kind of my plan, Blitz, is use our golf cart to go from – anyway, buddy, well, you know what? And follow us on Facebook and YouTube because we'll be going live and also
yeah.
might have a little Bubba Army get-together, you know, at our RV.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Cool. So, I'll
Thanks.
Be there. Hopefully
cool.
see y'all.
Thanks.
I'm bringing Bella, by the way.
You are?
Yeah. Just because, I mean, why not? She's well-behaved. I got a muzzle for her, and I brought her cage so that when we're gone, she's not roaming the RV. She's in her cage. I think you can bring your dog. I'm not bringing my dog to the pits.
Yeah, you can't bring it to the track.
No. I'm not taking her to any of that. But you know, when we're there, we can have her. But I anticipate that we're going to use our golf cart to drive from our camp area to like either Ron Capps or Tony's pits. Probably Tony's or Ron. I know them both. I mean, like sure. They're both. Would do this for me, and then I'd say, "Hey, Tony, can I park my golf cart right here by your guys' stuff?" And he'll absolutely let me.
And it depends on how far out he is, too.
Yeah, I mean, well,
but yeah, we're good.
He actually, I was talking to Rico, Big Rico, because he goes to all of them, and he says Tony kind of has a cool area because he's got a funny car and a dragster. So he's kind of in this area that's a little closer to the track because he has multi-vehicles. Like, he's not just a drag. Because usually they try to keep the dragsters all in one, well, the funny cars.
They were promoting him the other day on their Instagram saying, hey, don't forget Tony Stewart's going to be like so.
Yeah.
I'm sure they give him VIP.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. I don't think that we'll probably end up like, if we're at Tony's pits and we're going to go to the launch, you know, we're going to go to the where they take off from, I think we keep our golf cart probably at Tony's pits and we just walk
sure.
to the launch pad
mm-hmm.
because I don't think it's that far.
Hmm.
And I don't know how close they're going to necessarily let our get our golf cart to the launch pad. I could see where they could lock that area.
Well,
down.
I think if we take the golf cart, I'm calling for the left lane.
You're calling from the left lane?
Yeah, yeah. That's where I want.
Is that the fast lane?
Mm-hmm.
They rubber down?
Mm-hmm. You see how fast this golf cart actually is. Do a pass.
Are you going to put some water down so I can get my tires hot?
A little bit of bleach.
Did when they used to do bleach burnout, did they physically use bleach?
I mean, I think so.
They used to call them, you know, bleached burnouts, but I know they squirt water down.
Yeah, I mean, I think like in a little, you know, like a 2 gallon or 1 gallon spray thing, they had like a little bit of like water bleach mix.
But why, like, why bleach? Is it?
I think it's because it's more slippery.
Oh, is bleach more slippery?
I think it makes the burnout easier to do. Start.
That or it might have something to do with the tire texture. It might soften the tire up a little bit more.
Because, you know, like where there's a lot of rubber buildup, your hot tire wants to stick to it.
Right.
So I think it just makes starting the burnout easier, and that's a complete guess.
Yeah. Maybe somebody will be able to correct us. some burnout.
Purple jersey. Probably some calling me an idiot right now.
A burnout expert might say the bleach is actually used to cause the tire to get hotter or some chemical reaction bullshit or something like that. But this will be the debut of my Southwest Florida golf cart. And Blitz did see it's got lights on it. It's got undercarriage lights. It's pretty badass.
This article says that up until the late 70s, they would do it. And part of the reason was because it helped create spectacular bursts of white smoke.
Oh, so it was a chemical reaction. It just produced more smoke than standard water. Yeah. So it was kind of a show thing. Lummy, do you have a golf cart in your neighborhood?
A couple people do.
Yeah.
Not me.
You don't?
No.
Do you wish you had one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish I was cool.
You are cool. Like how are you perceived in your neighborhood? Like you and your wife probably have certain opinions of your neighbors.
Oh, of course.
You know, like your neighbor, okay, those people across the street, they're some real fucking assholes. Or, you know, those people across the street, they're so nice. Like, you know, we've seen them out a few times and their kids are cool. Or those fucking people are some, you know, white trash. Like, you know, like what?
I don't know. I think some of my neighbors really think I'm a unemployed white trash person because I'm usually home in the afternoon.
Right.
They
don't know. Well, but you're gone. Like, by the time they go to work, you're gone. Have you ever thought about that? As much as your car is home when they're gone to work, your car is gone when they're leaving for work. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, true. But I think you might
work maybe security at the Hard Rock overnights?
Yeah, doing something probably.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I did an impromptu beard trimming deal on you out back. Was it Friday?
Yes, you did.
And did your wife notice?
Of course she did.
And what did she say?
She loved it.
Does she think it's better that if we keep up on it like that?
Of course.
Because, man.
Don't look homeless.
Anna, look at him right now to the right.
No. Okay, well.
Thanks, Anna. I have to look at you every day.
Like you're being punished. But you know how it usually gets after, like, you know, 5 or 6 weeks? It gets really fucking just.
Honestly, the bushiness is worse than the gray.
Yes.
By far. So it looks gray now.
Well, I mean, you look.
Great, I said.
When it gets all bushy, you look unkept and not.
It's not even the bushy part. It's the unevenness.
Yeah. You know, Lummy. It's as gray as fuck, but it's on point still. Well,
yes, that is true.
But when you trim it makes it even, so that like makes it look way better.
Lummy is looking into the microphone, fucking striking a pose. Look at that Vogan motherfucker. Strike a pose. Oh, of which, Anna, you sent me an article about Madonna.
Oh, God.
She's hot.
She is off the fucking rails.
She's disgusting.
She's dating a young hottie boxer.
She is disgusting.
What?
Somebody needs to say, Madge, chill. You're seven. How old is she?
64.
But Bubba, really? She looks like she's about 95.
Bubba, these guys are still like giving her a chance.
Well, I'd fuck her, too. I mean, like,
for
you know.
The money.
Oh, yeah.
Look how she has to hide behind that guy.
Yeah.
How much is she worth, Bubba?
Madonna is, okay. Hey, Alexa, how much is Madonna?
No, I mean, I know how much she's worth.
Madonna is worth an estimated $850 million US.
Oh, you guessed wrong, Bubba.
Her annual base salary is $76,500,000 US.
Oh, $850 million. Mm-hmm. If you're, I don't know if I can run as tight a ship with Madonna as I could with the crew.
No.
I would say no.
Madonna wouldn't put up with your shit for a second.
Yeah, well,
get Josh Popper.
Like, fuck you, Madonna. You're not with a real man.
And she's out.
The last real man you're with was Guy Ritchie. He should have blasted you in the face.
That was a real man?
Guy Ritchie was his wife. I think she was married.
He was a real man?
I think he was.
No, I know. I know they were married.
Yeah, was he a real man?
I think he was about as masculine as I've seen her with.
Yeah,
Dennis Rodman.
I mean, she fucked Dennis Rodman. She didn't.
Michael Jackson? Was she with him?
They say she
might. Weird Al Yankovic?
Did she fuck him?
She was dating him.
Nice.
She was married to Sean Penn, too.
He's kind of a real dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she got rich as fuck, and then she started getting weird. She fucked Vanilla Ice, too, remember?
Oh, that's true. Well, I mean, you know, Weird Al is kind of.
Yeah, what was she thinking there? I'd fuck her, though. I mean, she's 64.
I'd fuck Weird Al.
If you and Anna broke up, or even if you and Anna were still together, you're like, listen, Anna, I got to go fuck Madonna, but she's going to give me $10,000 every time.
All right, babe, no problem.
I wouldn't fuck her for 10 grand. I mean, if I was single and all that,
okay, what about
I probably still wouldn't, man.
What if she said, listen,
fucking gross.
Listen to me. Listen to me, Linda. I'm going to give you, like, what's your dream car? Like, don't get fucking crazy.
A Camry.
Like a Bugatti or anything. Like, but like something that Dan can afford. Like, let's say I'm going to give you a budget. I'm going to give you a budget of $750,000.
Oh, I mean, my dream car would be, it would be a lot less than that even.
Okay, so what would it be?
I would love to have like an 458 Ferrari. Like, it's an older, it's like three or four models old.
Okay.
I still like them.
And what would that cost you? 500?
Yeah, not even. Like, maybe three.
Okay. So if she said, hey, Chris, you know, I just want you to come over and fuck me once a week, and I'll get you one of these, whatever the fuck kind of Ferraris you want.
And you For how long?
Who's to know, honey? I mean, you know.
Honey?
That big long dong of yours. I mean, I can't put a time on it. For every year you fuck me, I'll buy you a car.
Every year now.
Yeah, every year. You get a new car every year. And no, including keeping the old one. And it's clean title, buddy. Like, I mean, you know, no pain. No,
I mean, it'd be hard
nothing,
to say
something
no.
Something we're not used to. No payments.
Right. I mean, it'd be hard to say
but
you, no.
But Anna, if Blitz went to you and That's said, baby, I love you. I love you so much. We're going to get married. Maybe we even are married. But I got a chance. Madonna. You know what? Let's say twice a month, not once a week. Chris, I got this big old dick on me. And Madonna had it.
Has a big old pussy on her.
And I was at a fireworks convention, and Madonna was there.
Yeah. Right, because she's taking that firework convention.
She owns the fireworks company.
Right.
Oh, in that case, then, I'll do it for free.
And,
just give me some sparklers.
And she won. And so I did do something wrong. I did cheat on you.
Oh?
I cheated on you with Madonna.
Oh,
and
you could do better than that.
Well, you're right. I could, but
have some respect for yourself. But, I'm breaking up with you.
Put some respect on your name.
But, honey, she's going to. I got to fuck her twice a month, and she's going to buy me any car I want once a year.
Can she buy me a car?
That's the problem. Is that Anna's not a car person, so she doesn't care.
Yeah, Anna. Yes.
Is she going to buy me a car? Because I have a dream car too.
A brand new Camry.
Correct. What 2024 Toyota Camry.
Hold on. Let me price one out right now.
The nicest of nice Camry?
Hold on.
It's about 50 grand.
Hell yeah. Dream
like,
car.
Like totally loaded.
Toyota.
Matt White.
Camry. Hold on.
Matt Tan.
Now, Blitz, do they have where you can like...
build one.
Build one?
Yeah.
Okay, will you send me a build your Camry link if you could? Please.
Yeah, let me find it.
Anna. So Britz goes, Madonna, listen.
Britz?
Madonna.
She's slurring.
Chris goes, Madonna.
No, Chris is not fucking her. Blitz might.
Okay, so Madonna, listen, honey.
Yeah.
I got a girl, but she's good with me fucking you twice a month for our car deal. But this is just a one-time purchase. She will have no problem with it if you buy her a brand new, fully loaded.
All the trims.
I mean, I'm talking.
I want the electric windows and everything.
Oh, no, hold on.
Anna, we're going to fucking build it right now.
Hold on. But here's the car she would actually probably want more. This is the Toyota Crown. This is the new, it's like the upscale Camry.
All right, hold on. God. Do you have where you can build one?
Oh, my God. That's so sexy.
That's the.
I don't like the red, though.
Well, that's fine.
It says build.
Yeah.
Where?
The button. All right, says build.
Okay, hold on.
I like just the one color cars.
Would you just shut the fuck up? We're going to build it, okay? Submit. All right. So first of all, we want the platinum.
Platinum.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Platinum.
Yeah.
And so we go to the next step, Blitz.
It only comes in one engine.
Okay. Next step.
Next step again.
2.4.
That's all I got. Yep.
It's a hybrid, though, Anna.
Almost all cars are.
Cool.
Okay, Anna.
There's the color.
Oh!
Anna, what, first of all, for the exterior, they only offer two colors? No, all of these. Oh, Anna, you could get straight oxygen white, or you could get white with red. Like, do you want to see what white with black trim looks like?
Ew, yeah,
that
ugly.
Actually is ugly.
Okay, how
I
about
want a solid color. I like that.
Okay, there's white. That interior.
Can you do a 360 on the car?
How do you do that?
I don't know. Maybe the arrow? No,
the little buttons underneath it.
Yeah. I just want to see what it looks like all the way around.
Down here?
Yeah, to the left. There you go.
Ooh,
I like it.
Oh.
It's actually a pretty cool car.
Like, yeah, there's
like,
no...
Looks like Madonna's
are those
getting
hubcaps or rims?
Those are wheels. Yeah, those aren't hubcaps. Yeah, those are wheels.
Hubcaps. Okay.
Yeah, they, well, you know, $52,000 cars don't have hubcaps, okay?
Okay, sorry. For the most part. Sorry I asked.
Now, here's the interior, Anna. Look at this.
Wow. Oh. I really like that.
Madonna's getting some dick tonight.
Give her that dick, honey. I want that Camry.
Give her the dick, honey. All right, Anna, so we're going with the wide option, okay?
Yeah.
Next step.
Yeah, it's pretty much that's all you can do
that's
really
it.
Online.
There's no packages. That there's your car. $52,000. So Blitz goes, Madge, listen. they, you know,
it's $53,870 delivered plus they, tax and all that.
Yeah, that's what they called her. You know that.
Yeah,
Madge, listen. Madge. You know the deal is I'm gonna fuck you twice a month, and my girlfriend's cool with it, and I need a new car a year.
I want it brand new.
Brand new and...
Right off the lot.
Now, Blitz's car doesn't have to be brand new. He's just got a budget.
Yeah.
She's going to give you a budget.
The 458, you can't get new, but that's okay.
I want mine brand new.
Chris, your budget's 600 grand a year, okay? That's your budget.
Can I get two cars?
Yeah.
As long as they're under that?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I can get a 458 for like...
Here's your budget.
250 grand.
600. Just keep that D flowing on me twice a month.
Okay, I'll keep it flowing.
Great.
At 600, buy 10 cars at 60 grand. I don't give a fuck. There you go, Blitz. And you don't even worry about making Madge pay
just
for Honest.
Just give me the cash.
Just give me the cash. You buy
Honest.
I want
spinning rims.
No, you don't. That's so goddamn ghetto. I used to have them.
Yours are
so,
cool,
Blitz,
though.
You don't even worry about going to Madge. And fucking asking for the 52 upgrade, you just take it out of your fucking money.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Sure.
So, Anna.
I want the neon light under the car.
Well, we got that on our golf cart.
Do you want
cart.
Hydraulics too, bitch?
Yes.
You want bass?
Oh.
You want to.
You want to put a train horn in that thing, too?
You want a train horn on the cam?
Hey, Matt Heller has a Camry with a train horn in it.
Now, so here's the Camry, Anna. This is bullshit compared to this.
Well, the Crown is like the top of the line, whatever. They've had them in Japan for a long time.
That is a bad.
That's a sexy car.
That is a sexy. Anna, that might be too much car for you. I mean,
what do you mean?
Meaning you're not used to something like this.
No, I'm used to Gus, but I love Gus so much.
I mean, now
make sure he finds a nice home.
You can build that one too.
What's that?
But
we need to build this one.
Ooh,
okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Build. This is a. Okay, let's look at the Camry.
I mean, you can clown all you want, but the new Camrys are fucking nice.
All right, which ones do we go to?
Either the TRD or I can't read it on there.
XSE V6.
XSE.
Looks like Blitz. It looks like it's the V6. The XSE.
Yes.
V6
yes.
is the one.
Yep.
Okay.
Ooh,
so
what
there,
else?
There we go.
Okay.
We're gonna want it. We're going to want it. Next step. Why? Next step.
Let's see what options we have.
That's
next step.
But this one might be faster than the... Okay, you want white, right?
Can you click on blue? Or is that blue or black, the first square? What's the first
one? The very first one's black.
Oh, it is? It looks blue.
Let me see if I can add...
Can I get the darker blue and see what that looks
how
like?
How about that?
No, that's ugly.
Okay, hold on. Loading...
No, that's ugly. Can you show me the one to the far right? Is that a white or like pearl? How is that different from the second square?
This is so white you can't even see it. Oh,
what's
we go.
The other one, the other white one?
It doesn't matter. You're not really buying it.
I'm just asking.
Okay, here we go. That right there. That is called Wind Chill Pearl, and this is called Ice Edge. So that's Ice Edge. That's Ice Edge.
I want Ice Edge.
Okay, Ice Edge.
Thank you.
Now, what do you want interior? You want...
I can't see the colors. I know that one's like a red or something, but what's... The middle one is fine.
Right there. Ooh, kind of a... There
you
okay,
go. Okay, that works. Right, that works.
Okay. Now, you can get the driver assist package.
Yeah, you want all that shit.
You want... So, add...
Yeah, put it on Madonna's tab.
But, Blitz, we don't want the cold weather package, do we?
No.
Okay, no. But we want the driver assist with option package.
Yeah, because you want the navigation. Seaters? You want the fucking... The one all the way to the right is the one you want.
Does it come with heat warmers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I there mean, you go. Seat warmers?
There you go. So, Blitz, is that everything?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that car, Madonna. Thanks so much. Have fun with my boyfriend's dick.
Ah! Hold on. And then...
You want the black emblems. Yeah. The third option.
Right here?
Yeah, yeah.
The black overlays?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna price this out to see what it would be. Hold on. Do you want the carpet match, Blitz?
I want the carpet to match the drapes.
all-weather mat.
Yeah, the rest of that show you can fucking
all-weather mat, no?
I don't know. That's my man.
Blitz, if you want the all-weather mats or the all-weather mats sure. with the trunk mat, too.
Oh, you want the trunk mat, yeah.
Yeah, get the trunk mat.
That way you can put junk in the trunk.
Carpet floor mats with carpet trunk.
No.
How about the clear paint protection door package?
Sure,
yeah, you want that.
You want the fucking dash cam.
You want the dash cam. The
yes.
door
sill. Oh, fucking
you want
willy.
That.
You
do you
want the dual USB charge fucking rear seat.
LED and accent light.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah,
you got to
LED interior fucking lights.
Oh, it says, but if I get the...
Canceled then. If something pops up, it says you need to do this, yeah. cancel it.
Let me see. LED interior lights.
Yeah, yeah, the puddle fucking lights.
Oh, the LED undercar puddle
yes,
illumination.
That's what I wanted.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah. The phone cable charge package with two USB ports.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The touch keypad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Let's price this motherfucker out. The Toyota Guard Platinum.
Nah.
No. The trunk kick release.
Yeah, yeah, you want that.
You want that?
Yeah, yeah. That way all you got to do is walk over to the car and put your foot under it and the trunk pops open.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
There we go. Next step. Okay, this car.
$42,000.
That's just not that bad.
That's not. And Blitz, that's ordering it like completely.
That's every fucking. That's, yeah.
And that's exactly the way you want it.
Exactly.
Like how long does it usually, so do you go to your local Toyota and you give them this build sheet and then they build it. And then like, how long does it take to build?
I have no idea because, 3 years ago it would have taken, 6 weeks. Now, who the fuck knows?
42.9, call it 43. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Plus tax and dealer fees and all that. So you're probably walking out of there at
45.
46 or 7.
Yeah.
which is a lot. But...
I don't know, how fucking cool would that be if you that car? Hit the lotto. Look at that.
Then you could fucking get the TRD exhaust upgrades for it.
Oh, so it sounded like my way my Mercedes used to send before it got fucking... Oh, it sold for $4,500.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's what...
Mercedes saw that the Camry that I was renting, and she's like, this is nicer than the Benz was.
Really?
Yeah. The interior is like super nice, like all everything digital. Like
these things fast?
I mean, kind of. The V6 isn't too bad. It's not, I mean, it's not a V8 Mercedes, but it's quick enough.
I mean, will it go 140 on the highway?
I don't know. I only got mine up to 130, but that was the inline four.
You did get it to 130?
Ask Anna. Right in front of your truck.
Yeah, he thought he was racing.
He pulled out and from there to the stoplight?
It was scary.
Or did you make a left and go to the prison?
It was on the way back. And like 301 right there when there's like those big long stretches of 301.
Oh, yeah, there's big ones.
You can just floor it and it goes like 130, 135 and it just stays there.
How fucking
sexy.
That's sexy.
That's super sexy.
Compared to that old hoop shit you got out there.
Shut up. Don't say that about Gus. You should. If you thought Gus was bad, you should have seen Morris. Morris was terrible.
What was Morris like?
2000 Toyota Camry.
I don't know, Blitz. That's pretty. I mean, they're not that difference in price.
I know.
They're really not. And this is far. This looks a little more like a little more guy ruggish, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
This looks a little more guy. I think I might have to override the you getting the crown and go right to the Camry.
Or I kind of want to be Jeep girl.
You want to be Jeep girl?
Yeah.
With no doors?
You mean like
I'm Jeep girl.
Like?
It would suit me.
A pink Barbie Jeep?
No.
Send me the kind of Jeep that you're talking about. Like with the neon green accents?
No, fuck that. No, just like all black.
What kind? What are those called? Those
Wrangler?
No, not the Wranglers. What's
Jeep,
the ones?
Jeep.
The other ones? The
Gladiator?
No, they come in like the Igabisa or something.
The what?
I don't know. I don't. It's not the Wrangler, and it's not the fucking. It's a certain kind.
Grand Cherokee?
No, not the Grand. She doesn't have kids in a fucking.
No, Red said the Renegade. That's not what you. That's a
the Gladiator.
The what?
The Gladiator.
Somebody send me Jeeps.
The Gladiator's a pickup truck.
No. I don't want that.
You want the Wrangler?
Is that what they do?
The Wrangler is like the typical off-road Jeep looking thing.
Send me a 2024 build a Jeep. Deal.
All right, here's a link right here.
Thanks. Anna, you'd be Jeep girl?
Yeah. You can't see me as Jeep girl?
Not really.
Why?
I don't know.
What is a Jeep girl?
Like,
I
want to
say
like,
something so
one,
bad.
One of these right here. Like, you could be Jeep girl? In order to be Jeep girl, you got to like the outdoors and shit.
I do like the outdoors.
And, yeah, you got to like shit.
You gotta like shit. Blitz wants to say something.
I know.
What do you want to say?
Nothing. You just gotta like. You gotta like.
Hold on. The Rubicon. Like that's what I was looking for.
Oh,
the
okay.
Rubicon.
Okay. Okay.
What's the difference between a Wrangler and a Rubicon?
I think the Rubicon has more like off-road shit already on it.
Now, Anna, would this be something like this one right here? Would this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does that make your pussy? I mean, does that make your pussy wet?
Yes. Yes, it does. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Do they have a build and price? So, Anna, are we getting the Wrangler or the Rubicon?
I think we're getting Rubicon.
Okay, here we go. Here's the different ones that they come in.
The very last one is the Rubicon 392. There you go.
Oh, my God. They're $82,000 fucking dollars.
I need it.
They're
that. I need it.
Have you seen the price of the new fucking, the big Jeeps?
No.
The Grand Wagoneer? Loaded, it's like 150.
Okay, Anna, are you going all white here?
Yes, I need it.
This bitch ain't driving no motherfucking Jeep.
No, she's not driving no motherfucking Jeep.
Why?
You know what? You're kind of talking out your ass right now.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Why can't I want a Jeep? I like the look.
No, you're being something.
What, a bitch?
Yeah, like there's something going on here. Like you're trying to be Jeep girl when you're really not Jeep girl.
But what's Jeep girl?
Well, I mean, something
you're
not.
You're like a G-Wagon girl.
You're not a
you
Jeep girl.
Shut your whore mouth. I'm not a G-Wagon girl. That's the dumbest car I've ever seen. I'll be Bronco, bitch.
You'll be Bronco bitch before you're G-Wagon bitch, or whatever. Yeah. Oh, you gotta put the those come standard. But see, I got a feeling like some other bitch is Jeep bitch, and you're kind of making fun of Jeep bitch.
No,
and you're really not a Jeep bitch.
Why can't I want a Jeep?
Because Jeeps are shitty.
No, they're not. They're actually really cool. But
well, yeah. What's the stereotype that I'm not meshing with?
There isn't one.
I just don't know if you're Jeep bitch. One, because I don't think that, I mean, I didn't know they're this expensive, first of all.
Oh, they're ridiculous, Bubba.
I would recommend a brand new Toyota Camry all fucking day because, one, they can go forever, which is evident by what you're fucking driving right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And two, Jeeps they fall apart. I mean, Blitz, for the most part, aren't they kind of shitty when it comes to, you know,
I would like to say yes. The only Jeeps that are shitty are like the fucking Compass and the new Cherokee and the new Renegade, like the shitty little ones. Mm-hmm. Those are garbage. They're also cheaper. But like, yeah, the new Wranglers and Gladiators and stuff, they're all right.
Yeah.
And you can get, I mean, you know, if you soup them up and do things to them, they look pretty badass. But then you're driving around a $100,000 off-road car.
And you just need to stick to Toyota Camrys. I think you've locked yourself into that.
Right, I mean, I'm certainly not unhappy about that, but I just thought I could pull off Jeep
now,
girl.
Now, what do you want to keep, Gus?
Yes. I mean, if someone offered me a better deal, then I would take it. But as of right now, Gus and I are very happy together.
I mean, there's no better deal to be had. Gus is owned. I mean, you don't have you own him. There's no payments. I mean,
no?
I still make payments on Gus.
Oh, hold on. You don't own Gus free and clear, that piece of shit?
Hey!
You don't have that piece of shit paid for?
No. But I'm kind of a little poor.
Anna, I'm poor too.
Cars are expensive, Bubba. You can't just fucking go pay them off.
Well, I don't feel
my long. Car, my 2019 fucking F-150, I got payments on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's far more superior than Gus.
So you think.
And so.
Beauty is an eye of the beholder.
How bad did you get killed? How bad did somebody kill you on Gus? Like Blitz, did the fucking person bend her over?
I wasn't around. I don't know.
I got Gus January 2nd, 2019, because my other car blew up.
Yeah.
2019.
It's probably a good deal. 84 month payment, you know, 24% interest rate.
Let's just figure this out. So you got it in 2019. At that time, it's a 9. It's because it's a 2010, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without saying the name of the dealer, was it like a big dealer, a local dealer? What was it?
It was a big local dealer.
Then you got fucked.
Yeah, well, probably.
Big local dealer?
What did you pay for it?
I'm trying to remember the original payment.
Now, can you tell me on the big, like what brand? I don't want to know the name of the dealership. I don't know. I just want to know, like, is it a Ford? Is it a Chevy? Is it a Kia? Is it a Jeep? Like, what type of, you know, what dealership is it?
It was a Toyota.
It was a Toyota dealership.
Mm-hmm. So, but it wasn't like Jimmy's local car mart.
No.
Yeah, it wasn't Jimmy's. Okay. No, it wasn't Jimmy's buy here, pay here.
Okay,
no,
okay.
No, those where you get fucked the most.
Right, no, I know.
It's like, you know, $150 a week to drive it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so it was a reputable, you know, mm-hmm. big okay. Toyota dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sells
brand. So you probably did okay on it then.
All right, so what was the original price?
I'm trying to remember, and I think it was eight or nine grand.
Okay.
Something like
eight
that.
Eight or nine grand.
That's fair.
And it had like, how much did it have on it? 69,000
okay.
miles.
That's not bad.
All right. And the paint wasn't chipping yet or anything like
mm-mm.
that, right?
No, it was in great condition. It drove well, and I needed a car. Like, I didn't have a car. I needed
all right.
To get
and
a
did,
car
you put
that
any,
day.
Did you put any down? I got to think you put 20% down.
I don't think I did.
Probably not. Back then, 2019, they were giving a car. They were giving cars away
on signatures.
Yeah. I don't think I did.
Okay. Well, and so, what's your payment? $250 a month.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You nailed it.
All right. Cool.
$257.
Now, do you know how much you owe left on it?
Yeah. I mean, I could look it up. It's like I think I owe maybe.
Let me see. Would you finance it for 4 years? Do you know your rate?
No. 7. I don't know.
That's 7's high.
Okay, I don't know. I don't.
But 7's high. Back then, 7 was high.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it, five and a half for used cars back then. Because used cars are always a little bit more, aren't they, than new? Because they'll give you, I mean, back in the day, you could get 0% financing.
Yep.
You know, like, what do you, what are they financing now? 3-4%?
Oh, no. 5, 6, 7, 8.
For new?
Yeah.
Oh, that much?
There's no, they don't have to. They don't have to give incentives anymore.
I can remember back in the day, 0 down, 0%.
Yep.
We should have bought every car we could have.
0 down, 0%, don't pay any payment for the first 6 months.
Yeah.
They didn't care.
Yeah.
They just wanted that motherfucker down the road.
Mm-hmm.
We should have bought every car we could have.
Yep.
How, now, how much do you owe on it? Probably you've been paying on it now. Let me see. What, when did you get it in 19?
January.
Oh, so, okay, so.
I think all, I owe like a little over $2,000 on
overnight,
it.
All of 19, all of 20, all of 21, and all of 22. Oh, my God, you took a five-year note on it.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably have one more year left.
Mm-hmm.
No, probably 10 months.
Yeah, it's not much.
Probably 10 months, probably 2,200.
Yeah, but I don't feel it coming out every month. You know what I mean? Well, I didn't that, want to be but stretched not that, paying like $500 a month or something.
No,
like
no,
that.
But not only that, and you know, first of all, it's going to last well longer than 10 months.
Sure.
Like, I mean, that thing could last five more years if you
He's
take care of it.
He's doing great.
Secondly, you know, in 10 months, you're going to have no car payment.
Correct.
So that's cool.
That's super cool.
Right. And it's so where you're fucked is if my car's barely making it and I still got a lot left on it.
Right.
That's where you're fucked.
Yeah. Of course.
You don't have much left on your payments and you got your car's in good shape and you got a lot of shelf life on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And although I am thankful for Matt Heller for giving me a job, I am grateful that I don't work in, I was working in Zephyr Hill, so I was putting a lot of miles on it for that 1 year.
Yeah. You're really not putting a lot of miles
on it. No, not. So it's great.
That is good. Mm-hmm. Not putting a lot of miles on it.
Yeah.
I think my 2019 F-150 Blitz has four, and I think this is low miles because you got to think that thing's 4 years old now. Right? And
yeah.
29 and I got 45,000 on it.
Oh, nice.
So what do they give you? 15,000 a year usually?
That's average, yep.
I mean, you know, before they start dinging you on you got too many miles on your car. So
yeah.
15 times 4. You know, I should be at 60.
Mm-hmm.
And I barely drive. I barely drive it so much now that I have to have a battery tender on it.
Right.
Or the battery will go down. I actually get off on not trying to drive it.
Nice.
I don't know if that will help me when I go to. But I don't need to trade it in or I don't need anything.
No.
I mean, you know. My next project is to videotape one of these weekends I have off. This is this weekend we're at the Gator Nationals. And then I actually have some time off as far as weekends, and I got a lot of projects to do. One of which is to start spending. You know, I'm going to start spending the weekends with my mom at least one whole day.
Good,
that's awesome.
And then I'll have another day, and I'm going to power wash all the paint off of the Crown Vic. And then Rhino spray it with the Rhino coat.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to videotape doing that.
Do you want to buy the kit?
What's that mean, buddy?
There's like a little sprayer attachment deal, and then you could buy like the gallons of it. It'll look way better than like spray cans.
When I get to that point, yeah.
Okay. It's not expensive either.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a little more than the cans, but the finish will be way better.
So like
better.
Maybe $100?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be great. Would it look far better?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me, what about your vehicle situation? Ashley has a nice car, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's not bad. She likes it for the safety reasons.
It's a Toyota, right?
Yeah, it's a Highlander SUV.
Yeah.
It works. But trucks
Toyotas,
right.
Man, those motherfuckers run forever, don't they?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
They keep the resale value decent.
Yeah.
Japanese cars, man, they're built really well.
What about yours, Lemmy?
I'll probably get a new truck here in about a year or so.
But you've beaten the shit out of this one. The thing's worth nothing.
Yeah, it's worth nothing at this point, but I mean, I don't know.
What about you, Rat? You got a piece of shit too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to ride it till the wheels fall off and then figure it out afterwards.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's somewhat
you got payments. You got payments on it?
No.
Okay.
No, it's only 108,000 miles.
What is it?
It's a 2000 Nissan Frontier.
you might have the most jobber car here.
That's all right.
The guy that runs
next to mine.
Hold on. The guy that pulls up in a smart car and is and doubles as a security parking guard at 4:30 in the morning. Yeah,
that's right.
Telling that guy, Sorry, Rhett. That's why you have the strap, kid. Hey, did you like any of my videos that I put up, bud? Did you like any of those?
Yeah, I did. I got a couple of them. I think all of them all thumbnailed up and ready to go for either this weekend or later on.
And then well,
on
today
the full shows up and scheduled before I leave here today.
Today will be the ballpark food review.
Yeah, the lotto tickets going up at noon, and then the ballpark deal at 5.
Well, you wouldn't have to do that. You could just put the ballpark up at 5 and squeeze that other one out for another day. Whatever you want to do.
No, the lotto one, you want to ASAP.
Yeah, the lotto one's time.
Oh, you're
every
blitz,
day
you're
you
right.
Wait, the worse it's going to get.
You're right, you're right, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm wrong.
That needs to go out ASAP.
You're right. I'm wrong.
Whoa.
Period. Wow. What are your plans for the weekend, Anna? Drunk?
Yeah, I got brunch with the girls.
Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to. And
with Nabba.
With Nabba and some other chicks. And then Friday, I'm actually going to do some rolling, some
tomorrow?
Grappling.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time do they open up the dojo? Can you go during the day?
No, the first class is at 6 a.m.
What?
I went one time when we had work off, like one Friday.
Right.
And to be honest with you, it's just, it's not for me. I like doing it in the afternoon or the evening.
Is the dojo usually open all day?
Pretty much. Like, they have morning classes and then some afternoon classes, and then I would say the busiest are obviously in the evening.
I'm right. Now, Matt Arroyo isn't there all the time, is he?
No. I don't think so.
Does he go every day at least, or is there some days?
I mean, I'm not there every day, so I don't know.
Right.
But I've been there plenty of times where I don't think he was in the building.
Right.
He has a pretty good staff that keep a tight ship. So.
Let me, what are you doing? Because this is, I mean, we're, and by the way, Donkey T, fuck off.
Yeah, Donkey
D. Just mostly because he said we wouldn't be on at 10:13, and then
yeah,
we were going to do
it.
And you know what? I think
thanks for the coffee.
I think we've damn near done an hour.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Donkey D.
Yeah, what do you have to say for yourself now?
Yeah, with your hot Asian wife that I like to blast from behind.
Yeah.
So sorry. Lummy, what do you got planned for the weekend? You got to have all. I mean, you got an extra day.
Yeah.
Of drunkenness.
Yeah, I'll be. I'll be going to the home show at the Florida State Fairground.
Hold on.
Ashley's volunteering there, so.
Hold on. Yeah. Why am I just now finding out?
Well, that's the first time you asked, but going to the Florida State
Home Show.
Hold
on, you're going
to
the Florida State Home Show. What, to look at shit for your home?
I'll probably do that, but Ashley's volunteering for the Humane Society. They're bringing some dogs up there, so I was going to swing by and look
dogs.
At some stuff.
Okay, so you're not going to the home show to like see if you can get a new jacuzzi for the back porch.
Oh, I'll be
Ashley,
going to look at that.
Yeah, that's why he's going.
Ashley is there as a volunteer for the Humane Society.
And volunteer for the Humane Society.
They have some cute puppies for people to try to fall in love with.
Yeah, and adopt. So then I'll bring Walker up there. He can kind of look at the puppies, but then I'll probably walk around to the home show.
With Walker?
Yeah.
Now, does he behave when you, like, do you put him in a stroller? Do you hold him?
I'll probably put him in a stroller for that because there's going to be
papoose.
A lot of kind of rolling around. But, I mean, like, yesterday
I'd love
the game,
to see Lummy with one of those fucking baby papooses on.
Oh, Jesus.
It would look like a little dingleberry on him.
Yeah. No,
Lummy,
do you
can we put that? And Blitz, it had to be a front-loaded one, too, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With the kids in front of you.
Oh, I mean, we have
like,
one
like it's almost a body, like it's almost a fucking body cam.
Yeah, we have one of those.
You have a front-loaded papoose?
Yeah, we have a back one, too.
Yeah.
Papoose.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, so that...
Now, if there was one thing that you do to your home, would it be that... you got a pool.
Yeah.
Like, what would be the one thing that you'd most be interested in? And I tell you, I went to one of those home shows one time because they paid me to go. And I got to tell you, as much as you clown them, you see some pretty cool shit.
No, they're cool.
Like, you see some pretty cool shit that you didn't even know was out. You know, like for kitchens and bathrooms, mm-hmm. and the latest in toilet technology and garage doors, and like they got it all, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see your garage. Do you have a man's garage, or is it Walker's reserve toy section?
Walker's reserve, and then it's a three-car garage.
It's Walker. It's like my garage is officially called Walker's Reserve. It's the shit he hasn't started playing with yet.
Or he does, and that we kind of go sit out there during the day.
You do?
Yeah. I like being outside. So
in the garage? Yeah. Are you the kind of guy that opens a garage door up and has a beer in the lawn chair while the kid's going crazy?
Sure does.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. Yeah, so probably go there and then probably watch a little basketball, relax on Friday, and then Saturday.
That's the way March Madness starts?
Yeah, they got the conference tournaments this weekend, then March Madness starts next weekend, or next week.
You're right, Blitz. Like, I used to kind of be into college basketball, but I could care the fuck less. Mm-hmm. I only care about one thing in sports right now. And you know what that is, Lummy.
Yeah, NHRA.
Well,
NHRA.
NHRA. But I'm going to be. Rhett, when do you think that the. Like, do you think by this time next week we will have some type of answer?
No.
Well, it's,
yeah, I mean, more than likely, yeah, but I mean,
but
think
hold
it's,
on,
it's,
I mean, but it's a doesn't he 15th? Have to have all this yeah. by March 15th?
So yeah, you should probably hear something probably either this weekend or early next week.
Or it's going to be the 13th or 14th.
Or does free agency have nothing to do with this?
It has something to do with this contract too, with the dead
I think it affects like how they offload the money.
Yeah.
So I think 15th would be like the last minute deadline if they really are serious.
If you're in Lambeau Field right now, executive front offices, what do you think they're fucking talking about?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Just the way he likes it.
Yeah, in the ass.
Yeah.
If you're Jordan Love, and you think they're talking to you too?
Of course.
I mean, you're like, this is Jordan.
You're the man.
Man, I don't know, man. Are they on the phone trying to get rid of Jordan? Are they on the phone trying to get 400 draft picks from the Jets? Are they on the phone trying to get the kick-ass get the guy from Baltimore?
They're probably just telling Jordan Love to be ready to play no matter what. That's all you can tell him at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know he's slaying the pussy in Green Bay right now.
Oh, you know, I was told that I know a guy that used to live in Green Bay. And we know some people that live in Green Bay, but he said that, you know, there's not a lot of African Americans that live in Green Bay. And so, like most bigger African Americans, if you see them, their chances are they're a Packer.
Yeah.
And like the white women go fucking nuts over them. Like they just slay. It may be a sleepy little town, but you're slaying all the pussy.
Exactly. Is it true they're going to trade him for Zach Wilson?
Who's Zach Wilson?
The guy from the Jets who they benched.
No.
He had the worst quarterback rating in the season last year.
I don't know if Zach Wilson will even be on any roster next year. Will he?
Yeah, he will because he was a first round pick. So they're gonna probably stick with him
for a couple years.
Buck.
If they put him behind Aaron Rodgers, maybe Aaron Rodgers can teach him a thing or two because he's young.
Hold on, Ryan. Rhett saying he might be a Buck.
No, I'm kidding. I'm being facetious.
Who's the Bucs quarterback? I mean, do the
Kyle
Bucs
Trask right now?
Kyle Trask.
Is that what they're going with?
No. It's gonna be Kyle Trask and a veteran. So like a cheap. Backup guy and Kyle
Mariota?
Trask, more than likely. I don't know about Mariota. He's kind of past his prime.
How about Winston?
No.
No.
Is he gone?
He's going to go to another team as a backup, but he would never come back to Tampa, and that's, like, up to him.
Hello?
I thought this shit was going to be a short show.
Fuck off, asshole. You know what? And because of you, we'll make it that way, you cocksucker.
What a jerk.
Bring back Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, what a fucking dick. Trying to give you a little added value, and you're like, you know, just fuck me.
That was probably Donkey Teeth.
It was. He didn't want to hear about my weekend, so thanks a lot, Donkey Teeth. Go fuck yourself.
Say it again.
Go fuck yourself, Donkey Teeth.
That was a hard F, too.
Yeah. Fuck you, Teeth, Donkey.
Fuck you, the teeth of a donkey. So now you don't get us live until Monday. You just fucked yourself. We were on a roll.
And everyone else.